Today's Your Daily Bible Verse Devotional is sponsored by the David Caleb Cook Foundation. If our podcast has been a blessing in your life, would you consider helping us get Bibles to children in Muslim countries? Go to davidcalebcook.org/dailybible to donate. Your gift will help send God's Word to children around the world.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for Your Daily Bible Verse. We hope you enjoy this deeper look at one of your favorite, or maybe not so well-known, Bible verses. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more Bible studies, Bible reading plans, and verses by topic, we'd love for you to visit us on BibleStudyTools.com.
When Grace is the Most Powerful Gift of All, by John D. Barry. Today's Bible verse is 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 18. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with all of you. Paul could have ended 2 Thessalonians in dozens of ways. Instead, he focuses on one thing alone, grace. Because grace is the most powerful concept of all. Often, all we need is a little grace. Grace is renewing. It reaches deep inside of us. It finds the despair and pain and offers love. It says, "Yes, you may be unworthy, but you are loved and forgiven." Paul devoted much of his writing to the concept of grace. It is the grace of God, as shown through Jesus' death and resurrection, for our sins, so that we could have relationship with God. That drove Paul's entire life. Grace is what Paul himself had experienced as a redeemed sinner. It is grace that I have experienced as a redeemed sinner. It is grace that we all need. How different would our world be if we all offered people the grace we have received? If instead of holding grudges and demanding apologies, we lived with a spirit of forgiveness? If instead of hoping that people would fall on their sword, we offered grace and love? If instead of being bitter, we offered hope? If instead of considering ourselves better than others, we noted the incredible and unmerited redemption we have in Christ? Imagine what could be if the grace in our Lord Jesus Christ is what we proclaim to everyone. Imagine what could be if grace drove our entire lives and if it's what we wished for each and every person. I have a question for you. What parts of your life need to be transformed by grace today? Who can you show incredible grace to today in the love of the Lord Jesus Christ?
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Did you know that children between the ages of 4 and 14 are 4 times more likely to accept Christ than they will be as adults? And that need to share the gospel and the love of Jesus with precious children is even greater in the Muslim world, where many never hear about Christ's love for them. You can help lead children in Muslim countries to Jesus by sending them a Bible through the David Caleb Cook Foundation. Your gift will send a colorful, comic-style action Bible that connects with kids so they can know the hope of Jesus. So please, give your best gift today at davidcalebcook.org/crosswalk and watch as God transforms these children to transform their world.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.